This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been a big week in the ad business, the controversial and questionable ad business, to be a bit more precise. General Motors had to yank a commercial that used 1930s song lyrics loaded with Asian stereotypes, and Mountain Dew ran a spot online that, in everything but words, said black men are violent thugs and criminals. Parent company PepsiCo thought better of that one and took it down. So now from New York, Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more on the dangerous business of brands trying to be edgy online.
People expect something edgy from a neon green drink that targets young people and sponsors extreme sports. The brand walks a tightrope trying to be hip, and it's a long way down when an ad misses and offends the masses.
Mountain Dew is not the Gap. They're not Ford. They're not a sort of traditional mainstream brand.
Jonah Berger is a marketing professor at the Wharton School and a viral marketing specialist. He's skeptical of Mountain Dew's apology and ad removal, since it's still widely available elsewhere online.
They get credit for it among the segment that they want to appeal to, while also telling other segments, oh, well, we have nothing to do with this.
It's not that advertisers necessarily mean to offend online, but in trying to stand out, it's easy to go too far. Jeffrey Colon is VP of Digital Strategy at ad agency Ogilvy & Mather.
Sometimes people sort of try to extend the risk factor in order to get as many impressions on their message as possible.
Agencies have to turn out web ads much faster to keep up with online trends. John McDermott is an Ad Age reporter.
Digital agencies are creating content under much tighter deadlines.
There's another potential risk with online video. Compared to television ads, fewer people may screen it before it goes out into the world. Avi Goldfarb is a marketing professor at the University of Toronto.
The TV station tends to screen television ads.
Online videos go straight to the public via the company's website. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.